ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Is looking at you, kid.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Ladies and gentlemen...
Somebody stole my crayon.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history. That's right, featuring the host, the often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Today, I will not disappoint. We go back in the Ring Talk archives. We take out the greatest heavyweight of all time, I think. I'm talking about the Eastern Assassin, Larry Holmes, the man who had to live in the shadow of Muhammad Ali, even though I've got footage of him and Muhammad Ali sparring prior to the George Foreman fight. And let's put it this way. Larry Holmes looked like Sugar Ray Robinson toying with a novice as Muhammad Ali was being pounded on. I mean, it was just, it was sad. I couldn't believe it. I said, Ali has no chance in this fight against Foreman. And then what happened? He went over there, laid on the ropes, did some cute counterpunching for us in 1974, and walked away with the heavyweight championship of the world. Of course, the second man to regain the heavyweight championship, having... copied Floyd Patterson to an extent as far as his record is concerned. Floyd, not the greatest fighter in history, but, of course, the 1952 Olympic gold medalist, I believe, at middleweight, 165 pounds. Then the heavyweight champion, of course, then losing his title to Ingemar Johansson, then winning it back from Johansson, knocking him out so brutally that his foot was throbbing. It was pretty nasty, pretty gnarly, if I ever heard it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing, but... Well, you know, we'll try to go in. Well, this is like a family interview, because Larry's family with me. Larry Holmes is family. Of course, we've got lots of fights tonight to discuss. HBO getting down. I mean, Adrian Broner, he is the man. I mean, people say that he's too cocky, he's conceited. Yeah, he's all that, but he can fight too. Much like Rowdy Ronda Rousey in MMA, folks. When you can talk the talk and walk the walk, it ain't bragging when you're telling the truth. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we air each and every Saturday and Sunday, separate shows, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
This family is at home.
but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I know that, dude.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide via the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, we are each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And again, Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, I am the man at ringtalk.com. Well, I haven't been. Took a bit of a sabbatical for 2 weeks because I was so depressed over the death of Emmanuel Stewart. I mean, that was just coming on the heels of several other deaths I've suffered death within the family. I've suffered professional deaths, friends. I mean, sponsors. I mean, everybody's dying on me. You wouldn't believe it. I might be some type of a walking plague or some human plague or something like that, because everybody I seem to come in contact with dies soon thereafter. No, I'm just kidding. But the bottom line is, you think like that. And the Emmanuel Stewart story, well, it drove me, how can I put this, into a state of depression that I don't think I've ever been as far as. Listen, Emmanuel wasn't my father, okay? And we weren't we called each other on Thanksgiving, we called each other on birthdays, we called each other on Christmas. That's about it. You know, and we visited each other and things like that. I mean, we weren't father and son, but he was like a father to me in boxing. I mean, I went to Detroit, stayed in his house a couple of times, of course, and there's lots of memories there, and got to work five or six cars in Detroit in places like the Pontiac Silver Dome and the Palace, and where else was that? Joe Louis Arena, Cobo Hall, whatever, the Joe Louis Arena, Cobo Hall, call it whatever you want downtown. But the bottom line is, I got to work some great gigs in Detroit, courtesy of the Goldfather, may he rest in peace, 1944-2012, 68 years old, passing October 25th. I'm talking about the great Emmanuel Stewart. So that's why I've been in a bit of a funk. I mean, Angelo Dundee, yeah, he passed away earlier this year as well, and he was a close friend of mine early on in my career. And as I sort of aged and he aged, we sort of grew apart. And I can't think he would hold it against me after all these years when I went through an entire show at Canasota, New York, of course, at the International Boxing Hall of Fame, and introduced his wife by the wrong name time and time and time again. I mean, for like an entire show, they wouldn't straighten me out. I think her name is Helen or something like that. And I was calling her Yvette. I forget what it was. But anyway, I was just like, you know, D'Angelo, he was that polite. But me and Angie weren't tight like me and Emmanuel were. I mean, if I needed something and I didn't have anybody to call to, I could have called a man and he would have sent it. So rest in peace, the Goldfather. The website is back up. It's rocking. Zach Attack Young is back. I'm back. KP's writing. So we got things flowing again. And the news will continue to flow at ringtalk.com nonstop from here on in. No more being in the pits over what's going on. I've got to live with it. I mean, my man Spider Bynum, of course, the man that judged over, 100 WBC and WBA world title fights in his career, 70-something years old, in a Dallas convalescent hospital with a feeding tube in his stomach, so I've got to go visit him. His time is short, too. So imminent death has not left me. That's what I'm trying to say, is I got this black cloud around me. I need to get rid of this, folks. Any sun anywhere? Anyway, let's go to my man that's going to bring me some sun. We're talking about tonight's fights, of course, HBO Championship Boxing emanating from the Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City, New Jersey, the house that Gotti built. That's right, the late Arturo Gotti. I'm talking about, the place on the boardwalk. This is where you went. I wonder how it fared after that superstorm. But the bottom line is, we have boxing at the boardwalk tonight. It'll be HBO Championship Boxing. In the main event, Antonio DeMarco. 28-2, 21 KOs out of Tijuana. No knock on that. Adrian Broner is his opponent, 24-0, 20 KOs. I think he comes out of Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken. This is for the WBC 135-pound title. I've got it a 5-1 fight. Now, Kevin KP of ringtalk.com. Kevin, you think 5-1 is about right?
Probably, yeah. I think that's a pretty good handicap for the bout.
Okay, so, I mean, Broner goes through this guy like a knife through butter, right?
Probably. I think the biggest thing, I guess, in my analysis of this fight is, I kind of look at boxing, you're only as good as your last fight. I know a lot of people have criticized Broner for his performance against Daniel Ponce de Leon, but that was about four fights ago. He's a young fighter. He's definitely improved a lot. His confidence appears to be sky high. So is Antonio DeMarco. I mean, he's looked pretty exceptional his last few fights. I think the last fight he lost was to the late Edwin Valero, who, you know, was a hell of a fighter.
Hey, talk about a whack job, though. Here's a guy. I'm glad you brought that up. Edwin Valero fighting out of Venezuela. He gets into a motorcycle accident here in the States. They ban him from fighting in the States, okay, because he suffers a brain injury, and they got to put a metal plate or something like that in his brain, okay? And then he comes back. And he's allowed to fight, I believe, in Texas, in one of the states here in the United States, but I don't think anywhere else. And the bottom line is, of course, he murdered his wife and then killed himself. I mean, he, good God. But, hey, Kev, after that serious of an injury, he should have never boxed again. I mean, you brought up a subject that's a sore subject with me. I don't think he should ever box again. Once the medical authorities in this country said he was at risk, serious for brain injury, beyond that of a normal boxer, I think he should have been prevented for his own sake.
Yeah, I mean, you got a point there, but I guess the biggest problem is they allow, for example, they will ban guys from fighting professionally, but then they allow them to fight in the gym, and that's where a lot of these guys sustain these serious injuries. Just to kind of get off topic here, but there's a fighter years back, and I'm sure you know him. I think it was Zach Padilla. And from what I hear, he was a very good fighter.
His career was ended,
I think, in a sparring session with Shane Mosley.
You're right. But the reason why you brought up Zach Padilla, because I ran from Zach Padilla in the amateurs. So we were supposed to fight in the Diamond Belt tournament. We were fighting for the regional title at 139 pounds. And I was supposed to fight him. And they said, you're going to fight him. And it was going to be my first open fight. And I just didn't have it in me, and I couldn't, I didn't take the weight off like I should have. But the bottom line is I avoided that guy like the plague. If you ever saw him fight, man, he threw like 1,000 punches in 10 rounds. He was just an animal. And as an amateur, he'd throw 150 to almost 200 punches in a round. How do you stop a guy with an iron chin that throws 200 punches?
Yeah, that's definitely true. And from what I hear as a professional, he was a pretty good professional, too.
IBF junior welterweight champion. Okay,
yeah.
So Sears, what's up? Were you trying to say that Cisneros has a bit of a shot here? Is that what you're saying?
Well, basically what I was saying was bringing up Valero.
You mean DeMarco,
Yeah, DeMarco, he fought Valero. That's the last loss he had.
Mm-hmm.
Two fights ago, he fought against Jorge Linares. And mm-hmm. Jorge Linares is a very good boxer. I mean, he was getting outboxed, every round, and he came on late. And the bottom line is he has a lot of problems with guys that can move a bit, guys that have boxing skills. That's why I kind of brought up Edwin Valero. He pretty much got outboxed the whole fight, and then he got stopped. It was a corner stoppage. I don't know. This fight, in my mind, is kind of similar to the fight with that was a few weeks ago with Abreu and Thomas Delorme. You just don't know with these younger fighters, Broner, who's the example here, if they can take a punch. DeMarco, he can punch. He has decent speed. He's a southpaw. And Broner, basically, his style is kind of to emulate Floyd Mayweather with that shoulder roll. And anybody that knows anything about boxing, that shoulder roll style doesn't work all that well with southpaws. The only problem for Antonio DeMarco here is when he goes inside, he kind of squares himself up. He takes that southpaw advantage away. He's more of a puncher. He's not the typical slow Mexican fighter. I mean, he's decent hand speed. He's kind of rangy. He does give up his height at times. I just don't see him winning unless he catches Broner and Broner can't take a punch because Broner is a very good puncher. He's got quick hands. He's defensively sound. And he's probably, even though he's moving up from 130, I think he's probably going to be the bigger guy as far as, he's got bigger shoulders and that type of stuff. He's a little shorter than DeMarco, but I think he's probably a guy that I could see 2-3 years from now fighting at welterweight.
Okay.
And DeMarco is kind of lanky and skinny. So if Broner loses, that just means that Broner isn't what he's being made out to be by the guys at HBO.
The boxing establishment. Kevin Perry is our guest. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Okay, let's put this in a nutshell. Seth Mitchell, 25-0-1, 19 KO. Second on Vladimir Klitschko's trainer, Jonathan Banks, 28-1-1, 18 KOs. I think the only fight he lost was to Ademik, and that was at cruiserweight, 200 pounds. We'll talk about Jonathan Banks. Jonathan Banks got a shot here?
I don't know. Not really. And part of the reason why I'm saying that, he is probably a natural cruiserweight. I know he's been playing a heavyweight for a while. Mm-hmm. He hasn't beaten any notable opponents that I can think of off the top of my head. And Seth Mitchell could punch. The only issue here is we've seen that Mitchell can be hurt. And, Taz Witherspoon wasn't really all that big of a puncher. And if Taz Witherspoon was a better fighter and a guy who hadn't started boxing late, I think he started boxing at the age of 20, if he was a guy that had been boxing as a kid, he would have had the natural instincts to get Mitchell out of there. And I think that's what the problem was. I think Banks probably had a better amateur career than Witherspoon. The only problem with Banks is not really a heavyweight. And from what I hear, I mean, I've seen him fight a few times. He's kind of a stinker. He's not a huge puncher. He's going to try to box him from the outside. And I think Mitchell is just going to be all over him.
Okay.
And I don't think Banks has really the best set of whiskers either. So.
Now
this is a guy that has experience to give Mitchell a few rounds, because I mean it's hard to go rounds in the heavyweight division nowadays if you can punch, because most of the opponents they're just not all that good.
Okay, Brian Viloria fighting tomorrow night at the LA Sports Arena. I don't know if you're going or not, but let me tell you like this: fights at the Sports Arena are special. That is a special arena when it comes to boxing. There's just some reason for it. I saw Duran and Cuevas there and a couple other big fight cards over the years. But it's in a bad neighborhood, a bad part of L.A., so not too many promoters want to use it. But the bottom line is tomorrow night on something called Wealth TV, and I'm going to ask my writer, Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com, that's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, whether he gets Wealth TV or not. Ryan Viloria, the Hawaiian Punch 2000 Olympian that did not medal. That was a big shocker in the 2000 games. 31-3, 18 KOs. Taking on Herman Marquez, a Mexican, 34-2, 25 KOs. For the WBO flyweight, that's 112-pound championship. That is at the Sports Arena in L.A. And Roman Gonzalez, 33-0, 28 KOs. Unknown Mexican prodigy, maybe. Juan Estrada, 22-1, 18 KOs. That's for the WBA 108-pound title. Now, Do you know what Wealth TV is? Do you get Wealth TV in your house?
Does anybody get Wealth TV?
I guess that is the question. Huh? I mean,
you can get Wealth TV online, and I actually have an account with them. It's $1 a month. Mm-hmm. You can watch all the movies, all the programming that they have on your computer, and the quality is pretty good. I mean, for $1 a month, I think it's definitely worth it if you like boxing. I mean, they're really trying to get in the boxing business. They have a lot of international fights. I watched the Lucian Bute and Dennis Gracho fight
that
happened in Montreal, and that was on Wealth TV. And all I had to do was pay pay a dollar, and you know, if I want to cancel, I can cancel. But definitely, I mean, I think this weekend's fight is probably going to be the most exciting fight of the weekend, most likely, unless DeMarco brings it and makes it a good fight with Adrian Broner.
Okay.
But as far as even fights, I think Marquez and Valoria should be a pretty even fight. At least it appears like that on paper.
Okay, last question for Kevin Perez. I got just a couple minutes left, minute and a half. Bottom line, is Andre Ward the best fighter or the fighter of the year for 2012, even though he's only fought once?
It's hard to say, but I mean, based on the guy that he beat, if you think Chad Dawson is as good of an opponent as anybody out there, and I mean, he dominated the guy. I mean, it was a masterful performance. I mean, I remember watching it, and it was like the type of fight that you kind of saw, not necessarily a star be born, but a fighter that you're going to remember years from now. I mean, if he, you know, this was a fight that really put him on the map as a fighter that's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame. And I think he really made his mark. He's an Olympic gold medalist. I think at this point, it's kind of hard to give a guy fighter of the year for one fight. I think you probably have to go to possibly either Danny Garcia or Benito Dinero, even though Dinero's opposition is kind of kind of on the fence in his opposition. Right. I really like Danny Garcia this year just because those knockouts, I mean, of Morales and Khan were pretty brutal.
Good point. Kevin Perry, thanks for your time. All the best. Keep pumping it out at ringtalk.com for me, bro.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it, and have a good one.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we are each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more, a $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym.
Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the line from his lair in Easton, Pennsylvania, is the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world. I'm talking about the great Larry Holmes. And Larry, how goes it this morning, sir?
Hey, man, you know what? It goes real good. But, man, no, I'm going to tell you what. I was watching a show yesterday in Las Vegas, and they were talking about the greatest fighters of all time, and you was not on the panel. Oh, they had baseball players. They had they had basketball players. And they had this one running back, all four guys on the stage. And they were talking about the greatest fight of all time. And every time they went to a commercial, they mentioned, this is the ring that Larry Holmes fought Muhammad Ali in. That was it. They had four guys up there, and neither one of them guys, I mean, you know, no boxing. I don't know baseball. I don't know basketball. But I know boxing. And those guys didn't know boxing. And it was a shame, man. And I was saying, why aren't you there? You're right there in California. And you should be on there asking the question.
But Larry, you know I'm anti-establishment, and I've rocked Bob Arum's. I'm the only writer that's ever taken Bob Arum to court and beat him for money. You hear what I'm saying? They don't want me doing. They don't want me doing that. You know that. I'm anti-establishment.
Yeah. you're right.
So you feeling pretty good these days or what? You called me an old man earlier, man. I don't know about that.
Well, you know, you're living and I'm living and I'm old and you're old. And when your hair starts to turn gray, just for men.
that's only my secret for me and my barber. I ain't letting that one loose. Anyway, Larry, listen, I've been getting a lot of heat lately because I criticize the Klitschko's, Vladimir and Vitaly. My feeling is if they weren't 6'7", that they wouldn't be about anything. In other words, what I'm trying to say is if they were 6'1" fighters or 6 foot fighters, they would be marginal B-plus, maybe B fighters. What do you think? Am I slamming them too hard there?
No, you ain't on target, because what have they done? What are they doing? Those are the questions. What have they done? Who they beat? And what are they doing? I mean, you know, these guys is idle. You know, every time when I was champion, I was trying to fight every 3 to 4 months. And I kept my name out there. That's why people started to recognize me for who I was. Just because you're big and people would mistake those guys for basketball players.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, they got to do something if they're going to do it and prove something if they're going to do it.
But
they haven't done nothing.
Larry, if I was 6'7", and I'm not boasting or bragging, when you're telling the truth, it's neither, okay? But if I was 6'7", 250 pounds, I'd be destroying guys. You hear what I'm saying?
Tearing them up.
I'd be tearing them up, man. I would fight 2-3 guys in a night or something. I mean, I'd do something crazy. I mean, if you had that kind of height and reach advantage, I would be a monster.
Nobody would ever hit you. You're too big. You're too tall. And most fighters are 6'3", and maybe 6'3½, maybe. But, you know, Holyfield fought at 6'2".
Yeah.
You know, I was 6'3". Ali 6'3". And, you know, and we beat up guys with 5'11s and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these guys are 7 feet tall down there, and they're not doing anything.
Well, you know, it's funny is that I wrote this week that the key to the Klitschko popularity was white supremacy. In other words, the fact that that black men have been beaten up on white, black men and people of color have been beaten up on white men for the better part of a half a century now. And I think that that the white folks, and I know they're going to get alienated out there from me saying this, but they got a little upset about that.
And now, you know, these guys come along, and these guys are not really fighters. They're sort of like fencers with boxing gloves on, because, you know, they're both scared to get hit. They're both running away from people. They're both using that height and reach advantage. And Emmanuel Stewart taught them both how to fight like sissies. But he taught them to fight like sissies because they don't take a punch well, especially Vladimir. So I can understand that. But I took a lot of heat this week because I said that that their popularity was key to white supremacy and the fact that they can only draw in Germany. They don't draw well, and they don't even draw well in their native Russia. But in the United States, they couldn't sell 5,000 tickets. And what I wanted to ask you, though, is what happened to the black American heavyweight?
Well, you know, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. You know, these guys are not dedicating it anymore. They're not out doing, trying to be champion anymore. They're just letting anybody just come in and take over. And if these guys want to say they want to be Hall of Famer, it's okay. You know, that at least they fought fighters. Stallone, he's in the Hall of Fame. He ain't never fought nobody. So if these guys want to be Hall of Famer, so what, you know?
Okay.
And that's what really makes boxing look bad. These guys are not really fighters.
Okay, now when you brought up Stallone, I'm glad you brought him up. Of course, Sylvester Stallone, the star of the Rocky movies, they put him in the National Boxing Hall of Fame last year. I didn't think that was cool. I guess you didn't think it was cool either, huh?
No, I didn't think it was cool. I mean, you know, I don't think he belonged there, you know. But, you know, that's what they want. So they get it. You know, hey, listen, I'm a guy that I'm going to stand back and look and say what I feel that is right and was, you know, you know, you and I are like damn near, you know, because you say it like you feel it, and I do the same thing. People don't like it, you know, because you're telling the truth. Like the Klitschko brother, like Fly, he's okay with me, but, you know, he ain't never fought nobody, you know. They need to put a guy like Jerry Cooney in the Hall of Fame. If they're going to do that, they need to do that because Jerry could fight and he beat everybody, and he fought everybody.
Yeah.
He fought me, fought George Foreman, and he was knocking everybody out. So he had a little rough, but he belongs in the Hall of Fame. But if we were fighting now, Jerry Cooney was fighting now, he'd be champion.
Jerry Cooney, he had a hell of a left hook, huh?
That's my Jerry hit you hard with that darn left hook, man.
You know,
and he was a legitimate fighter, not like these guys over there. These guys are not legitimate. They're just pretenders, you know?
Well, you know, as I said, drawing a lot, man, you would not believe the heat that I drew this week. I mean, I had people calling me the N-word and calling me a spick and calling me a racist, this and that, and they went on and on and on and on. And all I did was point out the fact that these guys aren't popular in anywhere but Germany. And Germany has a history of being involved in white supremacy and things like that, and it goes back 60 years. And I said, is it a coincidence they could fill an arena in Germany with 60,000 people, but in their native Ukraine or in the United States, they can't draw people? I mean, what's the tie-in there? The only tie-in I can see is the fact that their skin pigment is white.
Hey, man, you know, that's what I've been saying, and I'll continue to say it, and you can say it, too. Because you know, hey, listen, you're not a fool. You know, you've been around boxing, you know, and you know what's going on.
Okay. Larry,
don't worry about it.
Larry, don't worry about it. Larry Holmes is our guest, folks. Of course, the Eastern Assassin, the former undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, took the title away from Ken Norton in a monumental, a memorable Hall of Fame type of fight, a 15-round decision, of course. Larry, when you won that fight, that first title fight against Norton that night, was there an incredible amount of pressure on your shoulders?
There was a lot of pressure, you know, because a lot of people didn't think I could do it and wouldn't do it. And, you know, I was just, you know, that said, I was just a copy of Muhammad Ali. I was not going to do anything. And, you know, I had to work extra hard to do what I did. You know, I proved them. And that's what I worked for, to prove these people wrong. And the more they say about me that's negative, the harder I work to prove them wrong.
Larry Holmes is the Eastern Assassin, of course. I've said that he's owned half of Eastern Pennsylvania. Have you bought up the other half yet?
Hey, the economy's so bad, I'm starting to sell some so I can get some cash in my pocket. And, you know, it's kind of rough out here. I like everywhere else, you know. But I just don't understand the politics about all this money stuff. They keep raising prices, but nobody got jobs. And I don't understand it. And that's really what's killing the economy.
You got a good point there. Me and Larry Holmes talking economics here, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course. The American Forces Network, the cable radio network, live worldwide on Channel 2, and, of course, the Internet. You can check that out at ringtalk.com. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the longest running fight show in history, 27 plus years.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Get incredible savings at Lowe's with our pre-Black Friday sale. Start by taking 15% off all DeWalt cordless combo kits and miter saws. And while you're there, pick up a 100-count mini Christmas light set for only $1.99. It's the Lowe's pre-Black Friday sale, so hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid 11/14 through 11/21. Does not apply to special order or clearance items. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last, see store for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We're back with the Eastern Assassin, folks. Larry Holmes, of course, he is the man as far as heavyweights are concerned. And I rate Larry in the top five, if not even closer to the top one when it comes to heavyweight champions. When I think about his jab, when I think about his accomplishments, the fact that he was able to get off the deck when he was hurt and continue to fight on and won, and of course the controversial loss to Michael Spinks, and then him mouthing off, you Larry mouthing off about Rocky Marciano afterwards. I think that brought you a lot of negative publicity. But again, Larry, you were telling the truth. I didn't think Marciano could carry your jockstrap.
I don't want to say that again, you know, because it caused me a lot of problems. A lot of people did not like me for what I said. And, you know, I didn't mean in any slang or put down anywhere. I'm just saying, you know how we do as athletes. If it ain't a football, it's a basketball or a boxing glove. I have to say my job. Well, you know what I mean?
I know.
And, you know, that's kind of like cheating, but I didn't put it said demeaning him. I just said, hey, listen, I'm one of the greatest of all time. And I didn't say the greatest, but one of the greatest. If you push me hard enough, I'm going to say the greatest. But, you know, I'm modest like that because, you know, you had the Joe Lewis. And one of the things, like I said about Ali yesterday, these guys kept saying he's the greatest. And, you know, and he's not, and he wasn't. He might have been one of the best talkers that we had out there at that time, but he wasn't the greatest fighter that we had out there. Okay. He made himself the greatest. So, you know, I always give, you know, just, I don't know that people have what they want. You know, I don't really care about that. I don't get into
it. Okay. Got an email here about you jumping over a car going after Trevor Burbick, the late Trevor Burbick. Of course, the guy was killed in his front yard, I think, by a relative over there in Jamaica. But, Larry, didn't he say something nasty about your wife? Is that why you jumped over the hood of that car?
Oh, yeah, not only that. You know, he was telling my wife some things that he thought I was doing and whatever. And, you know, and my kids were there and all that, and then they were crying. And I lost it. I lost it. So I wanted to get him. So, you know, what happened to Trevor Burbick now, you know, probably a blessing because it saved a lot of people a lot of trouble.
He was crazy. He was legitimately crazy, wasn't he?
He was gone, man. He didn't have a full deck.
But yeah, we're talking about Trevor Burbick, folks, who Mike Tyson, of course, beat for the WBC heavyweight title back in November 22nd, 1986. Now, Larry, when you rate Mike Tyson, I was looking the other day, and somebody rated Mike Tyson as low as 20th as far as all-time heavyweights are concerned. Where do you think he ranks? Does he rank in the top 10?
No, I don't think so, because it's one of the things Mike had a problem with is height. You know, and these guys are too big, and especially now, you know, these guys are real big guys. So I wouldn't rate Mike Tyson. You know, I rate him in the top 20. I would rate him in the top 20, but I don't think I would give him too much more than that. But personality wise, you know, people rate him on that and everything else because they don't like things he does or say.
Okay.
And it's crazy, you know.
Here's a question for you. I know you no longer have any business ties with him. Was Don King good for boxing or not?
Yeah, Don King was good for boxing. Don was real good for boxing because he brought the money. He brought the money. He gave these guys opportunities, and he brought the money. So that's what it's all about. He made everybody fight over, you know, bidding on fighters because without Don King, the people... Like if it was just Bob Arum, he had the whole game. You know, he would have had the whole game.
Well, Bob Arum's got the whole game almost right now because Oscar De La Hoya came out yesterday and said that there's no way he can make a Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight because Bob Arum is he blocking? He's the impediment there. He don't want to let it happen. Is that because that Floyd Mayweather would embarrass Manny Pacquiao? Is that why Bob doesn't want to fight?
I don't know if Floyd Mayweather would embarrass him or not, because I tell you what, I'll bet Pacquiao. Because he's a unique kind of a fighter, and he can switch up and throw, you know, do it all, you know. So I wouldn't say that.
All right, well, we can agree to disagree on that one, because I think that betting on Floyd Mayweather over Manny Pacquiao would be like robbing a Filipino bank.
Well, I tell you what, you know, the reason why I'm saying that about Floyd Mayweather, maybe because I don't really have a lot of good things for him because I seen the way he acted or whatever. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I got a little bad taste in my mouth about him. But, you know, you can't take nothing away from him. He can fight. He's very smart. He's quick. And he seems to me to be able to take a punch. So with all of those things said, I think it'd be hard for him. Pacquiao to beat him, but my fingers will be crossed that he did get beat.
Okay. We're talking with Larry Holmes, folks, the Eastern Assassin, of course, the former undisputed world heavyweight champion residing in Easton, Pennsylvania. Larry, you never left Easton. A lot of guys get rich and leave town. How come you stayed?
Well, you know, I stay here because it's small, quiet, and I know pretty much everybody. And, you know, it's quiet. If you got a family you want to be around, you know, if you want to start a little business, you can have a little business. And, you know, just take life easy. It ain't like, you know, in California or Los Angeles or Las Vegas or New York or places like that. It gets really laid back, you know. If you want to be laid back, you come down here.
Okay. I was looking down. Did you happen to see that Vitaly Klitschko de Sara Chisora fight last week?
No, I missed that one. You didn't
miss much there, but there was more going on after the fight with brawls and beer bottles and all kinds of stuff going on as far as post-fight press conference fights and all this. So the real action took place after the fight. But, you know, I saw the older Klitschko now is 40 years old. The younger one with the glass jaw is 35. And people who keep saying that they're going to end up in the Hall of Fame and this and that. But as I said, Larry, had they fought in your day, had they fought in the days of Ernie Shavers and people like that, they'd be toast.
Well, you said it. You know what? I've been saying it for a long time, and you said it again. And that's what people want to really find out, that these guys are getting there, and they got a lot of work they got to do yet.
Well, I don't think they're going to do any more work, Larry. And they're not looking to improve or please any fans because, you know, I mean, they could listen, anything they do, they could juggle balls in the ring. They could become jugglers in Germany, and they would sell 60,000 seats. So people over there, they don't know boxing. The last, you know, the last real boxing star they had in Germany, besides Sven Aki, was Max Schmeling, and that goes back 70 years. So I guess they're hurting for boxing and boxers in general over there, so they adopted these two Russians, but the bottom line is, you know, the Klitschko's are what they are, and the heavyweight division is what it is. And I would happen to think right now that the heavyweight division is probably at an all-time low. What do you think of that?
100% right. You're 100% right.
Okay.
All-time low.
Okay. Boxing here in the United States isn't what it used to be. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there's no gyms in the ghetto anymore. Because when I grew up, I went down to Newman's Gym, which was in the Tenderloin, and I went out to Hunter's Point, which was in the Black District of San Francisco, and that's where I got my sparring, and that's where Eddie Majan taught me how to fight. And you know, I mean, that's where I learned my skills. That's where I honed my skills, in the hood, fighting against rough, tough guys. But now there's no longer any athletic programs that are paying for boxing. Therefore, nobody's learning the craft. Plus, there's nobody there to teach them. And I think boxing is dying. Do you think it's dying with MMA coming on and everything like that?
Well, yeah. You know, I think Max McGregor was his way back, you know, because there's like a lot of, like you said, the MMA, a lot of people watch them and those guys don't get paid a whole lot of money. So you can put more fights on, you know, and television is picking them up and not paying them a lot of money. So people would rather buy cheap seats and then a certain seat and see a better fight, probably.
Yeah. We're talking with the Eastern Assassins, our guest, Larry Holmes. How's your son? I remember one time he was asked what it was like to watch his father fight, and he was only about 11, 12 years old, and he said, quote, "It's very stressful." How's he doing?
You know, the same thing now that he's growing up. It's very stressful to watch him, you know, look for jobs and trying to find one, what he wants, and can't get one. So, but, you know, he's okay. You know, he's okay.
You still got them? You still got those little dogs or what?
I still got them, man. They're my bodyguards.
Like you need a bodyguard in Eastern Pennsylvania.
Well, yeah, you know how it is. I got two dogs that they weigh about 10 pounds apiece, and they're great.
Great to talk with the great Larry Holmes, of course, the Eastern Assassin, the former undisputed world heavyweight champion. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, Channel 2, of course. Live worldwide on the Internet, you can check out the URL at ringtalk.com. And in case you don't know, we air every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can catch them on iTunes, of course, as I said, the website, ringtalk.com. But the bottom line is, folks, this is your inside look into the world of boxing, and MMA has been for 27-plus years. And like Larry Holmes said, I must be getting old, because me and him are still alive and feel pretty good about that. But he's got a I guess he's got a point there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Coming up, the world light heavyweight champion himself, Mr. Bad Chad Dawson, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to say hello to my troops out there on the American Forces Network. This is the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network, the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, live worldwide on the fabulous Internet. This is Ring Talk.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford.
InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits. But then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, folks. And, of course, if you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. 28-plus years now on the radio coast to coast right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, of course, and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. So Adrian Broner is the guy to watch tonight on HBO Championship Boxing. I'm telling you, this guy's the real deal. People think he's just cocky and, you know, cute and likes to comb his hair in front of people, much like Muhammad Ali and Gorgeous George and people like that. But he's picked up that mantle. I mean, he wants to promote himself that way. He wants to be extravagant. He wants to be the guy like with the pink Cadillacs, like Sugar Ray Robinson back in the 50s and things like that. This is where he's at. Hey, more power to him. If he can do it, and he appears to, and I think he'll win tonight, of course, on HBO when he goes after the WBC lightweight title. But the bottom line is, he's got it. He's got the goods. I think so. He's got the amateur pedigree. I think he's the real deal. Now, Andre Berto, his stablemate, I don't know, against Robert Guerrero next week. Of course, Robert Guerrero, a favorite on this show, a guest last week. In fact, I think I'll repeat the interview next week. It was such a great interview with the ghost, Robert Guerrero, a man that survived, you know, boxing, professional boxing, having lost but one fight and, of course, a decision, and then almost losing his wife, Casey, to leukemia. I mean, that was a battle, God, I didn't think he can get up off the deck from, but he did. He is the great Robert Guerrero, November 24th, taking on, of course, my man, Andre Berto. My man, not Andre Berto. You get it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Hey, don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. And, of course, you can check us out on Facebook. Just put in the words Ring Talk, Ring Talk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, Ring Talk at Facebook, and you can join the Facebook crew, 13,000 strong, at ringtalk.com as far as Facebook is concerned. Well, before I get out of here, let me wrap things up. I want to say goodbye to everybody out there. Peace, love, lots of respect. I'll see you next week.